is Todd Spivey? Spivey. All right. And the title of this presentation is The Metacorporate Application Method Offers Potential One-and-Done Treatment Option for Control of High Thrips Population in Upper Southeast.
Thank you for that introduction. As he said, I am going to talk about the use of a metacorporate used in furrow over top of a seed treatment that can hopefully offer us a one-and-done treatment option for control of thrips. Every year, we put out a survey to the independent crop consultants who work on cotton, and you can see here that thrips rank second in both pest damage and in cost of control in North Carolina. Control of thrips in North Carolina generally consists of a seed treatment plus a foliar application around the first true leaf stage. From this same survey, going back through 2009, you can see that about 88% of our acres, or at least 88% of our acres each year, are treated with a foliar application for the control of thrips. This foliar application is generally orthene, and it's often tank mixed with a herbicide. And the problem with this application is it's often timed for weed control and not thrips control. It's very easy to miss that thrips control window when applying a foliar application. Although not confirmed, growers have cited that orthene tank mix with certain herbicides may increase phytotoxicity. And the orthene can also be disruptive. It can increase the potential for aphid and mite issues later in the season. Due to all this, the objective of this study was to reduce the need for a foliar application for thrips control and, again, find a one-and-done treatment option for the control of thrips. In 2011, a study was put out using these six treatments. You can see the treatments here listed on the left with the number of immature thrips per five plants on the horizontal axis. This was our first indication using AdmirePro or imidacloprid at 9 ounces to the acre does offer persistence and reduce thrips numbers compared to all these other treatments with the exception of Timic over a seed treatment. This study was put out in 2012 and 2013 in Wilson, North Carolina at Sharp Farms. In 2012, we planted on May 1st on a Marlboro sandy loam. In 2013, we planted on May 13th on a Verena sandy loam. Both years we used Phytogen 499 WRF, and we put this out in a strip plot with four replications in 2012 and five replications in 2013. The treatments for this test were only three. They included a check with only a base fungicide seed treatment, a Victa Complete seed treatment, or thimethoxam, and a Victa Complete plus AdmirePro Infura imidacloprid at 9 ounces to the acre. The application of this Infura, AdmirePro is formulated at 4.6 pounds active per gallon. We put it out at 9 ounces to the acre at a volume of 9 gallons per acre at 12 PSI with the number 55 Orpus to give us a single stream. The data we collected throughout this included a thrip species distribution, in which the adults were identified from the samples of the check plots at all sampling dates, thrips counts, including adult, immature, and total, of five plants per plot at 2, 3, and 4 weeks after planting, and then dry weights of these same samples of the five plants per plot at 2, 3, and 4 weeks. At the end of the year, we machine harvested to find yield per plot. Data that we collected throughout the year, but not going to be presented today, include number of true leaves at each sampling date, 2, 3, and 4 weeks, plant heights at 2, 3, and 4 weeks, stand counts, bloom and bowl counts in the later months, July and August, as well as thrips injury rating at 2, 3, and 4 weeks. All the data collected were subjected to analysis of variance, and treatment means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at a p-value of 0.05. Getting into the results, a species distribution here. This species distribution is typical of eastern North Carolina, with tobacco thrips dominating the distribution at 94%. Onion thrips came in at 4%, and 2% came in classified as other. We did not have any western flower thrips this year. I did list it because they can be an issue for foliar control if they are present. Getting into the thrips counts, this is 2012. You can see the vertical axis lists the sampling dates 2, 3, and 4 weeks after planting. On the horizontal axis, the immature thrips counts per 5 plants. The treatments are broken up in each sampling period, red being the untreated check, green being the Evicta Complete seed treatment alone, and blue being the Evicta Complete seed treatment plus Admire Pro. You can see that the seed treatment and Evicta and the seed treatment plus Admire Pro both reduced thrips numbers at 2 and 3 weeks compared to the check, and the seed treatment plus Admire Pro reduced numbers thrips numbers compared to both treatments at 4 weeks after planting. Again, in 2013, we can see similar trends. The seed treatment alone did reduce thrips numbers from the check at 2 and 3 weeks. And the seed treatment plus Admire Pro reduced thrips numbers at all sampling dates 2, 3, and 4 weeks. I would like to point out here at 4 weeks, the seed treatment alone did have higher thrips numbers compared to the check. And I believe this can be described from the information on this slide here. These were the dry weights from the 4 week period, sampling period. You can see that the seed treatment alone did have significantly more biomass as to the check. We believe that this can make the plants more desirable to incoming thrips. These pictures here can help illustrate the information I gave to you on the previous slide. You can see the untreated picture here on the left, followed by the seed treatment picture in the middle with the seed treatment plus Admire Pro on the right. These pictures were taken at 31 days after planting, all from the same height, so you can compare the amount of biomass and plant material here. This is another picture from July of this past growing season, 2013. You can see the 8 rows on the left were the seed treatment plus Admire Pro. You can see the consistent stands and vigor of these plots compared to the 4 rows in the middle. That would be the seed treatment alone. You can see the reduced plant heights. And then also compared to the 8 rows on the far right, which would be the untreated check plots, you can see the inconsistent stands and low plant heights. Getting into the yields, in 2012, unfortunately, we did not see a yield difference between any of the treatments. In North Carolina in 2012, we did have unusually good late season weather for which did allow the check and the seed treatment alone to compensate for the early thrips damage that we did see. In 2013, the seed treatment plus Admire Pro did separate itself out at 1,300 pounds to the acre. And this is just a picture here from the day we harvested in 2013. You can see the picture on the left, the untreated plots, the inconsistent bowl loads throughout, as well as fewer bowls open on the plant. The picture in the center, the seed treatment only, you can see a consistent bowl load throughout, but about a quarter of the top quarter of the plant had fewer open bowls. The picture on the right, the seed treatment plus Admire Pro, you can see consistent bowl loads throughout, as well as open bowls throughout the entirety of the plant. This slide it shows rainfall from 2012 and 2013 growing seasons from the North Carolina State Climate Office. I would like to mention before getting into the graphs, the text to the right of the graph shows the heat units from 2012 and 2013 from the day we planted to the day we harvested. You can see the heat units are similar from both years. But rainfall in 2012, when we received no yield differences, you can see the rainfall we had in July and August helped to allow the cotton plants from the check and seed treatment only plots to compensate from the early season thrips damage. In 2013, however, when we did see yield differences, the amount of rain that we received in June, 13 inches in 1 month, this countered with reduced days of sun and cooler temperatures did not allow the check and seed treatment only plots to compensate for the early season thrips damage. I believe this information here does show the importance of the early season thrips control. I would like to take a few minutes to speak on the setup that we used for our InFur application. We use what we've come to term a single stream directed application. You can see in the picture, these are the pieces that make up the nozzle body that we used. The number 55 orifice is that disc in his hand. That gives us a single stream. That small hose helped direct the stream into the furrow. In separate tests in 2013, we have used a flat fan nozzle oriented parallel with the furrow. We did not see similar results in those separate tests. Also here, we set it up about 6 inches above the furrow. In other tests, we have had it closer. Nozzles too close to the furrow do have a tendency to clog or drag through the furrow. The picture on the left here is the setup we used. You can see the single stream about 6 inches above the furrow. And the picture on the right, you can see the flat fan nozzle oriented parallel with the furrow. You can see even in this picture, there is soil on the nozzle from where it had been dragged through the furrow. I would like to make a quick cost comparison between the Orthene foliar application and the AdmirePro InFur application. Using Orthene could save growers $6 to $7 on the year, but I would like to put a note of caution with that. As I mentioned, this foliar application is often put out with herbicides and often timed for a weed control application. If not timed properly, this $6 or $7 you would save here could be lost at the end of the year and yield very easily. So in summary, imidacloprid in furrow with a seed treatment does offer increased length of control. Fewer thrips were noted at all assessments, and excellent residual control was found through the five-leaf stage. Imidacloprid in furrow with a seed treatment does appear to offer a one-and-done thrips control option that does persist through the critical seedling period. As I mentioned in other 2013 tests, alternate nozzle setups did not provide similar activity. And I'd also need to mention the possible resistance management issues with the reduction of a foliar spray. In the Mid-South, as you've heard about so far earlier today, there are issues with thrips resistance to thimethoxam. We have not confirmed this in North Carolina, but it is something that we would have to pay attention to in the use of this treatment. Future research, we need to continue to evaluate imidacloprid in furrow with the seed treatment, especially under additional environmental conditions. We need to continue to evaluate the application equipment to maximize coverage and efficacy of in furrow insecticides. And we also need to monitor resistance management issues using a neonicotinoid in furrow on top of a neonicotinoid seed treatment. I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated and the North Carolina Cotton Producers Association. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
So, why didn't you look at AdmirePro?
We have looked at this in other tests, but the question was, why didn't we look at AdmirePro without a seed treatment? We have looked at it in other tests. We didn't specifically look at it in this one. As to why, I'm not sure, but we haven't seen this type of activity with AdmirePro without a seed treatment in separate tests. Yes, sir, in the back. The question was, did we look at the delays in crop maturities between the treatments? We did look at bloom and bowl counts, specifically the white bloom counts in July for maturity purposes. I don't have any of that information with me today, but we have graphed those, and there is a difference, especially between the untreated check and the AdmirePro InFur plus the seed treatment. But I do not have any of that information with me today. Yes, sir. The defoliation treatment or defoliation was based off of the AdmirePro InFur over top of seed treatment. This past year, however, we received an early frost, so defoliation depended a lot on that frost, in fact. Yes, sir. And as I said, we did not evaluate these in the same test, but we used a flat fan nozzle oriented parallel with the furrow, so it went right along with the furrow. And I honestly couldn't tell you why this didn't work, but we did notice that it did not receive the similar results.
All right, we're out of time. So if you have any more questions, feel free to see them afterwards. We're going to take a 15-minute break because our next speaker is not present. We'll resume back here at 2:30.